Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about 202 philosophical questions. Now, previously I did the first 40 philosophers and then went on treks through different linked philosophers, going through Descartes. I know enough about Newton, but Kant, Leibniz, a whole series of people, John Locke, Francis Bacon, all these types of people, in one section to look at the evolution, the birth of modern science. Then pre-birth, I've looked at all the way back to Giles of Rome and people associated with him, and then also pre-philosophical, I've looked at Parmenides. And all these people are actually beyond popular culture. These people are in there. People may know like a line about them, but in terms of using their assured ignorance, assured that they're not important to know. And it doesn't mean that reading about them gets you any closer. It adds more questions as things build on, and eventually you read across and suddenly you see a spark. Like for me, one of the great sparks was Angelic Time. So it's in terms of going, if humanity is a campfire, this is sort of going way out into the bush, and modern day humanity and interest is just a little campfire glowing warmly with a whole lot of activity, but you're a long way. Science looking at. Now this 202 philosophical questions is about conversation starters. These are quite the opposite. They're philosophical questions that you could ask in conversation, and let's start to read some of them. It's from a website, 202 philosophical questions. It's under conversationstartersworld.com, philosophical questions. That's what the website it's come from is involved, and the idea is that whereas I'm looking at the very end and the structure of conversation where it would go, this is how do you start it. And so here's a few questions, and they're called philosophical questions about human nature and the human condition, this section here. What harsh truths do you prefer to ignore? So that's rather a good thing that it's interesting that you ask something, but it's all within your own framework. It's a good start. Is free will real or just an illusion? That's question two. Question three. Is there a meaning to life? If so, what is it? So, this is probes. And what's interesting is that this is so far away from the actual philosophy. Where is the line between art and not art? Preferably somewhere in between the two. Okay, well, here's another philosophical question. It sounds like an ethical question. If someone you love was killed in front of you, but someone created a copy of them that was perfect right down to the atomic level, would they be the same person, and would you love them just as much? I don't know. Does the fate exist? If so, do we have free will? Of course, these are sort of the basic questions. I think Leibniz and Locke looked at these things. What does it mean to live a good life? Why do we dream? Is it possible to live a normal life and not ever tell a lie? Well, I can say you can find it difficult telling a lie, but if you can't remember what you've ever said. Does a person's name influence the person they become? It's called nominative determinism in the New Scientist. They come across, and look, there's 202 of these questions, so let's get through to them. What should be the goal of humanity? You can imagine just having someone not listening to their answer, you'll the next question. you could become immortal on condition that you would never be able to die or kill yourself, would you choose immortality? So how will the human humans as a species go extinct? It's a philosophical question, it doesn't mean. How long will you be remembered after you die? If a child somehow and grew up in the wilderness without human contact, how human would they be without the influence of society and culture? So it's very concrete and very generic item versus generic item so far. Where does your self-worth come from? How would humanity change if all humans' life expectancy was significantly increased, let's say to 500 years? Where do you find meaning in your life? These are open questions, which is quite good. What do you think would be humanity's reaction to the discovery of extraterrestrial life? Will religions ever become obsolete? If you teach everyone in the world one concept, what concept would have the biggest positive impact on humanity? I like that. So this is the extreme opposite of a long philosophically structured treatise. This is just looking at individual structuring within your thought and listening, whereas this treatise require you to get off your butt and go in. Is suffering a necessary part of the human condition? What would people who never suffer be like? Does hardship make a person stronger? If so, under what conditions, at what point is it too much hardship? If not, what makes a person stronger? That's good. Would things be better or worse if humans focused on what was going well rather than what was going wrong? What benefits does art provide society? Does art hurt society in any way? How likely do you think it would be that humans will last another 1,000 years without killing ourselves off? What do you attribute the biggest success in your life to? How about your largest failures? Gee, that's complex. If freedom is simply being able to do what you want, are animals freer than humans? Do you want to know you are going to die before you die suddenly without warning, or die suddenly without warning? Is humanity headed in the right or wrong direction? Does the study of philosophy ever lead to answers or simply more questions? What is the best way for a person to attain happiness? If you had to guess, what do you think would be the most likely way you'll die? That's really not an open. That's cancer. That's it. I'm guessing. I am guessing. Well, no, surely. But if I don't have to guess, what is the most likely way to die? That's a bit stupid. Is it better for a person to have a broad knowledge base or a deep knowledge base? Or both, maybe. Or integrated between. What is the best way to train people to see gradients in the world around them instead of just simplicity? This is wrong and that's wrong view of the world. Is intelligence or wisdom more useful? Which of your beliefs are justified and which ones aren't? What do you contribute back to society? I'd like to do that. Yeah, sorry, this is a big question I have about you, but I can hear what you're saying, but what do you contribute to society? It's beautiful. What are you going to do with the one life you have? Is it more important to help yourself, your family, help your society, or help the world? What life-altering things should every human ideally get to experience at least once in their lives? Probably death. That's a life-altering death. What is the most important goal every person should have? Is it better to be a big fish in a small pond, or a small fish in a big pond, or, I would say, a medium fish in a medium-sized pond? What are you capable of achieving? By what standards do you judge yourself? Now, these are actually good side questions to do. Can human nature be changed? Should it be changed? How replaceable are you? Why don't we as a species take more advantage of the fact that we have most infinite knowledge available to us? I don't know, this is going to be 202 of these questions. What two questions would you ask to get the most information about who a person truly is? One of these questions would be... Here's a long one. Okay, I like these questions, these very long questions, because the people... if so, why not? Some people believe that if life has no purpose, then there's no reason for living. While others think life has no purpose, and that frees a person to find, create, and follow their own personal purpose. Which is a more valid point of view, and are they both equally valid? Or are they both equally valid? If you have it, that's an arch. Here's the next question. Does absolute power corrupt absolutely? Do we judge ourselves by our intentions, but judge others by their actions? You can see this is all... The people living here are living complete... unscientific fluff. Okay, why do we judge ourselves by our intentions and judge others by their actions? I think I've said that one. What activities cause you to feel like you're living your life to the fullest? Yes, I know what that activity is. Does knowledge have intrinsic value, or does it need to have a practical use to have value? What would you genetically change about humans to make them a better species? How important is play in living a healthy, fulfilling life? Where do you think the most worthwhile place to find the meaning of life, meaning in life? Work, family, hobby, religion, philosophy, helping others, all the small miracles, or something else entirely? What is the biggest waste of human potential? Because I think I know what the biggest waste is. Okay. Is a life that focuses on avoiding pain and seeking out pleasure a good and worthwhile life? Why or why not? Like that? This is just to break it up. Does jealousy have value in driving humans to improve themselves, or is it purely a negative emotion? I think it is a negative emotion. What percentage of a life do you feel truly alive? When you feel that way, how can you feel that way more often? What do you think for your future self will remember about you now? I can imagine just... I have a few questions for you. The end of this inquiry. Here's a few questions. The judge. You've been committed to murder. To be hung. Questions. That's a filibuster. Okay. Know thyself. Thyself is an ancient concept going back much further than Socrates. I suppose. Who knows? Why? Where did they come that one from? And is at root of much of philosophy. That's a bizarre thing. With that in mind, what are the most important things to learn about oneself, or is it all self-knowledge equal? Okay. So I like that. You ask them a two-point question and you let them flounder around on one. I think that's actually a brilliant thing that you say. And then you force me into answering questions. I think that's actually quite good. Philosophical questions about universe and reality. Surely I'm getting through this. What do you think existed before the universe was created? Because you will probably know CERN and all our scientists are complete rubbish at it. Is math something that humans created or something we discovered? Is looking at reality mathematically an accurate representation of how things work? I think that's really... has missed the point of mathematics. Mathematics is a extended the amount of knowledge you can do from a set of axioms. Is it possible for humans to fathom the true depths of reality and existence? If this is a universe finite, what would beyond the edge of the universe be like? This, again, this is just trivial people who haven't bothered to get down and get a science degree or read maths, or study maths. What's the best path to find truth? Science, maths, art, philosophy, or something else? Which is really interesting that there seems to be this soft option for knowledge that is pseudo-knowledge. This is like what's beyond the universe. I could study any maths, look at any concept, develop anything, I'm just going to launch and give the answer and move on. It's this bizarre thing. And here's a huge question that gets quantum mechanics. Let's read this one. It's 5 lines long. Its question is, how do we continue to study our reality? As more and more things are discovered about quantum physics, we become less and less able to comprehend the nature of reality. Oh, that's what a load of bollocks. Is this something temporary in our minds will adapt and begin to understand this new reality, or is it possible that human mind will soon reach its limits of comprehension? If it's only temporary, is there a limit to what human minds can comprehend? If we are reaching our limits, how do we continue to study our reality? Again, someone who's just never picked up a quantum physics books, never done a quantum physics explanation. That's just laziness. Is there an inherent order in nature, or is it chaos and chance? Well, I think there's entropy's got a lot of chance there. What in life is truly objective and not subjective? Being punched in the face is objective. Is there always been something? Before there was something, there is only nothing. Which do you think is more likely? Oh, what a load of... They're good questions, but they're... Okay, philosophical questions about the human mind, consciousness and intelligence. Is happiness just chemicals thrown into your brain or something more? Why are humans so susceptible to magical thinking? Well, I think it's because we need to get explanation structure in place before we add to it. In every neuron in the human was accurately simulated by a computer, would it result in human consciousness? Yes. If you say the accuracy determines is... I don't know what accuracy means. Is it possible for some animals self-aware and think about their ability to think? Perhaps not. How do you define consciousness? Is it possible to prove that other people besides yourself have consciousness? Okay, I'll punch you in the face. How conscious do you think animals are? Assuming evolution is correct, do you think that if humans went extinct, another species of intelligence would evolve? If life exists long enough on the planet, is intelligence and consciousness inevitable? Gosh, that's... Would it be more frightening to discover that humans are the most advanced species in the universe, or that we are far from being the most advanced species in the universe? How would you define genius? There is zero chance of all your firmly and dearly held beliefs are true. So which of your beliefs are most likely to be wrong, and which are most liable to be true? How much does language affect your thinking? Now that's actually a very interesting point about language or even thinking structures. I mean, this is an example. You know, if you're going through these questions and you believe that someone asking you a question, you answer it in a part that advances knowledge, good on you. But it's... Why are humans so confident in beliefs that can't be proven? I suppose God and things like that. If all your memories were erased, what kind of person would you be? Well, quite easy to know. You'd be just why do humans have such strong urge to distract ourselves from the real world? What is the benefit of consciousness from an evolutionary standpoint? if the concept of you continuous, or does past you continually fade in the present future you, into a present future you? In other words, you need to do it. What part of you sticks around over time, considering that atoms making up your body are continuously being replaced and your memories are already changing? That's a reasonable thing. It's possible that someone's genes might affect their political leaning. If no, why no? If so, what would be the ramifications? Can emotional thought exist without language? Would selectively breeding an animal such as a dog based on intelligence increase its intelligence over time? If so, how intelligent could dogs become? If not, how does intelligence emerge in the species? They're good starter questions, I think, for research questions. You know. Are there limits to human creativity? I would expect so, if humans are now having to go onto a website to ask questions. Why do we resist things that we know are good for our well-being while craving things that are detrimental for our well-being? I don't know how that gets into it. Is it possible that humans to create something completely novel and new based on nothing that's previously existed? Or is human creativity just rearranging the building of previous ideas? Well, I think there's a mathematical answer to that. If there existed a perfect clone of you, would it also be you? Would it act exactly the same manner as you, like a mirror? Or would it act differently? If it acted differently, then what would it still be you? At what point would it not be you? Would you be able to tell me the time had time been altered in some way? Yes, I could. Your perception of the world is just what your brain constructs from your original signal sent to your senses. Plus, there's a slight delay, so you aren't even experiencing simulation in real time. What would it be like if humans could perceive the world was actually like and do it in real time? Also, what are the ramifications of every single person's reality being a little different and unique to them? Wow, what a great question. This conversation starter. There you go. If languages influence how we perceive colour, what other things could languages be changing our perception of? And that's interesting that different languages don't say have a distinction between green and blue and other things like that. Are intelligence and happiness tied together in any way? If you are highly intelligent, is it more likely that you'll be more or less happy? Human memory has been shown to be incredibly unreliable. With that in mind, how do you know which of your memories are genuine and which have been altered or made up? Different people and different organisms perceive reality in vastly different ways. With that in mind, what is real and what is just our perception of reality? Or does every organism live in its own personal reality? You can stock. I do like the arts. There is some of these questions where they say you give them something easy to dismiss, and then you enter there. You give their direction and enter in. Okay. Ethics, morality, philosophical. So that's really interesting. Human interactions. You've got your main question, and then you give them a subsidiary question, which is easy to refute, but in refuting it, it actually sets their direction to a question. Very interesting. I'll use that as a tactic if I can ever do it. When, if ever, is taking human life, ethics and morality, philosophical questions, when, if ever, is taking a human life justified? Can animals have morals? Without religion, would people become more, less, or be equally morally corrupt? If human was put on trial by an advanced race of aliens, how would you defend humanity and argue for its continued existence? What rights does every human have? Do those rights change based on age? Do animals have rights, and do those rights extend to all animals, or do the rights change based on the complexity of the animal? Is justice a human construct or an independent for humans? Why do people expect the universe full of randomness to be fair? With no laws or rules to influence your behaviour, how do you think you would behave? What is the difference between justice and revenge? If it was discovered that personality traits were partially genetic and could be removed with gene therapy, would it be ethical to edit our negative character traits that harms others, like extreme aggression, compulsive lying, cruelty? If you could press a button and receive millions of dollars, but a stranger would die, would you press the button? If so, how many times? Well, probably lots and lots of times, because if one's going to die, you may as well get heaps and heaps of infinite amount of money. What would be the most ethical way to give away $5 million? A dollar at a time, I'd say. Are people ethically obliged to improve themselves? Is privacy right? At what point is overthrowing a government ethical, considering all the violence a revolution usually entails? Can morality ever be objective, or is it always subjective? If it is objective, in what instances? If it's always subjective, how do we decide whose concept of morality is correct? Are intentions or outcomes more important when judging whether or not actions are moral? Should there be limitations on the right to free speech? If it was discovered that most animals were conscious of their existence and eventual death, what would be the ramifications of that discovery? Should euthanasia be legal? Why or why not? If scientists could accurately predict who was more likely to commit crimes, what should society do with that information? Do business owners have the right to refuse service to customers? If babies are considered innocent, when do people cease to be innocent? Why do humans often associate beauty with morality? If you can save another's life and don't because doing so would break the law, are you ethically justified in your decision? What depends? Are all individuals morally obliged to save another person's life if they are able? What if that person lives in another country? Is it just and right to deny entry to a country when doing so will probably mean the death for the immigrant and their family? Should we terraform planets if it means that we may be destroying undiscovered microscopic alien life? Does anonymity encourage people to misbehave, or does it reveal how people would choose to act all the time if they could? What's the most fertile soil for hatred? Fear, ignorance, jealousy, or something else entirely? Is it possible that some people are genetically predisposed to hatred? I actually do believe that hatred is a solution of sort of very closed mind. If doing something for others makes us feel good, can there be such thing as pure altruism? No. What is your definition of evil? Do all people have value regardless of their actions, or is a person's value based on their actions? Why are people so fascinated by mass murderers if their actions are universally considered evil and vile? As people, we feel our moral obligation weaken. This is a long one. As people, we feel our moral obligation weaken with physical as well as emotional distance from the individual in need. For example, you're more likely to help someone dying of hunger at your feet than someone dying of hunger in another country. How does this human trait of morality dependent on distance shape our world? This is another one. If I steal a loaf of bread and you and eat it, when does the bread itself cease to be yours and becomes mine? I think that's a legal thing. I think it's like you steal petrol and you mix the petrol into your car. Legally, the petrol ceases to be the person's petrol because it becomes mixed. It's really weird. How much effort should an individual put into not offending others? Evidently much more. Philosophical questions about society and government. If you could start a country from scratch, what would it be like? Would a government run with algorithms, AI and statistics be better or worse than the government we have now? Would a world be better or worse place if everyone looked the same? What causes the most harm in the world? But is it completely avoidable? How far should governments go to prevent its citizens from causing harm to themselves? Do people in wealthier countries have a moral obligation to help those in poorer countries? What should the role of government be? What boundaries and limitations should it have? Is poverty in society inevitable? How should we measure the productivity of a society? What would be a utopia be like? How would it function and continue to exist? 202 questions are getting very long. Do you think there will ever be a global government? If a world government did come to power, assuming if it wasn't cruel and evil, would it be a good or bad thing? Well, what is the biggest threat to our social contract in our society? Is it more or less difficult to be successful in a modern world that is in the past 10, 50, 100 or 1,000 years ago? Could societies exist without a way to transfer value, i.e. money and barter system? What would happen if the maximum income was... this is a sentence, no verb somewhere. What would happen if a maximum income of blank was implemented? What would the world economy of wealthy countries look like in 50 to 100 years? Oh, it goes on and on. What do you think the long-term effect of so many people being glued to their screens will be? If all humans wanted the same basic things, why are there so much violence and strife between people? If human tendency to create groups an overall positive and negative trait in terms of general human flourishing, what would happen to society in which no one had to work and everyone was to provide enough food, water, shelter, healthcare for free? Is the cultural trend of individualism and the rejection of collectivism a beneficial or detrimental trend? Considering that technology exists to enable real democracy, would a true democracy, every single person can vote on every single legislation, be it advantageous or detrimental? If everyone said that they're actually thinking, what would happen to society? What is it called? It had Ricky Gervais. Something like the lie. Something... I have to think it's a fantastic one. Yeah, it's such a fantastic one with Ricky Gervais. I'll have to see it again. Oh, The Invention of Lying. It was a brilliant movie. What are the benefits and drawbacks of diversity in society? Under our government, are there any rights that you shouldn't you have but shouldn't? How about your rights you don't have but should? What is the most important right of our government allows for? Has social media been a net positive or negative for our society? Why? How should society change if men are able to get pregnant and men and women both had an equal chance of getting pregnant? Why have societies begun to place such a high value on emotions and being emotional? Is it right or wrong that everyone seems to be accustomed to the fact that all of humanity and most of life on Earth can be wiped out within the whim of a handful of people? An ideal government, what should a good citizen provide to their government, and what should that government provide to that good citizen? Should taxpayers have an option to explicitly say that they don't want their tax dollars to be sent on? Can a society exist without laws? Will humanity ever be able to escape tribalism and creation of in and out groups? Should it? How much privacy are you willing to sacrifice for safety? How would the world change if there was an accurate measure of aptitude? Is hierarchy necessary in all successful human communities? Is some degree of censorship necessary? What is the biggest moral dilemmas your country is facing now? Slightly longer question here. Was the agricultural revolution, the explosion of civilization that came from it, overall good thing for humans or a negative? In other words, would it have been better or worse for people to stay in small tribes? Okay, we're coming to the last page, thank goodness. What will be /are some of the byproducts of society of everyone having the ability to take pictures and videos at any time? Does marriage as an institution need to be updated, or is this fine as it is now is? If you were given the ability to reform how your country's leaders were chosen and how they serve, What would you change? Philosophical questions about science and technology. At what point is a technologically enhanced human not a human anymore? Does the modern age make global conspiracies more or less feasible? Is technological advancement a net positive or a net negative? Is technological progress inevitable as long as humans exist or can be stopped? Is it true artificial intelligence possible with our current technology and methods of programming? No. What scientific breakthrough would have the biggest effect on humanity? These are physical questions about science and technology. Why has technology progressed more slow in the past than it does now? Will we keep leaping into even greater technological and scientific breakthroughs that radically change society, or will the rate of progress slow down and humanity's progress be limited to incremental improvements? I think that's inevitable, my friend. Is it robust and cheap? If a robust, cheap genetic engineering industry existed, would you have your genes edited? If so, what genetic changes would you choose to make? If not, why not? I love that. You can always add that. Assume that in the future there will be huge leaps in human augmentation. Given a scale from completely human to completely machine, how far would you choose to augment yourself with robotics? What part would you augment and why? If the transporters in Star Trek existed and you used it, your particles would be disassembled and then reassembled till you die every single time? Are you ever alive at two places at once? Are you ever completely dead? Stupid question. Should full access to the internet be a fundamental human right? Has the invention of the atomic bomb made the world a more peaceful place? Do you think the singularity will occur? If so, what time frame do you think it will happen in? Bizarro. If emotions are the product of biochemical reactions, then, in future, will we be theoretically able to control them? If we could control emotions through technology, should we? Is there a limit to what humans can create through technology and science? More at conversationstartersworld.com. Thank you very much for listening. That's 37 minutes of complete... it is very interesting that people are completely surrounded with the wash of philosophical questions coming in, so they don't listen. They're all conversation starters and stoppers. And you can imagine, if you have two or three people who are conversation starters, what a dreadful thing it would be, especially if you're the person who didn't have it. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.